Well, good morning. It's so nice to see everybody here.
早上好，非常高兴再次见到大家在这里。
It's going to be a special day.
因为今天会是一个特别的日子。
Since I saw you last, I was to Newfoundland.
自从我上一次见到你之后，我就去了纽芬兰。
So the ministry I work with under Patricia King.
在我在那个 Patricia King 底下的那个施工。
The Holy Spirit spoke to us, and we had Newfoundland on our hearts. So we decided that we were going to fly into. We prayed about it and decided we were going to fly into Newfoundland and just release God's glory there.
因为圣灵对我们说话，然后呢，把那个纽芬兰放在我们的心里面，让我们祷告，然后我们就决定飞到纽芬兰去，把那个神的荣耀带到那个地方。
So we did not, we were trying to book flights and decide times and dates and everything. And the prices to fly into Newfoundland was like exorbitant.
So 就是我们在那个试着那个计划，然后呢订那个飞机票，但是去纽芬兰的机票好像非常的贵。
So we decided to go standby.
然后呢我们就在那里准备要等。
So we're going to take our chance with every flight. You know, if there was room, we would get a seat.
然后我们就看，如果是有那个空闲的位置，我们就去坐那样的便宜的地方。
So we just show up at the airport and, you know, pray for the best.
然后呢，我们就在那个机场去那个出现啊，然后呢，在那里问他们，看看神给做什么样的事情。
So I got to the airport in Toronto, and we had looked at a direct flight into St. John's, Newfoundland.
然后我们就去到那个多伦多的飞机场，然后在那里等从那个多伦多飞到那个圣约翰那个城市的直飞的那个飞机。
And we you know, booked in and everything, and all of a sudden they called our names.And we were upgraded to first class.
Wow. 然后我们把那个信息给他们之后，在那等，然后他们就叫我们的名字，把我们升级到一等舱。
Which means free meals, free movies, free earphones.
这就表示了有那个免费的吃的，免费的喝的，然后呢有免费的那个好的那个看电视影。
And lots of leg room.
有好多那个更多的那个地方我们可以睡。
So it was wonderful. So,
非常的奇妙。
We land in Newfoundland.
然后我们在纽芬兰着陆。
And we're ready for an adventure.
然后我们就预备好了，要有一个很好的那个探险旅行。
Because we were going to travel the whole province. Okay, there was a prophetic word that was put out by Chuck Pierce in May in St. Thomas, Ontario.
然后那个在 Chuck Pierce 呢，在之前呢有一个先知性的话语。
He's a prophet.
他是一个先知。
And that there would be dispatchers this summer of 2017 that would be going from province to province to province, releasing God's glory.
这里会就是在那个从那个加拿大一个省到一个省一个省的会有一个荣耀的那个传递。
Because we're going to be entering into a huge event that's about to happen in Canada.
因为我们要会进到一个非常重要的一个重大的一个事件当中，加拿大一个重大的事件里面。
And just to back up a little bit, Canada on Track, which is a ministry based out of Ottawa, was just in Newfoundland before we went.And they were getting all the churches together there to come together in unity, you know, in order to prime the land and the atmosphere for the revival that's about to come.
因为那个在那个纽芬兰的那个居那个地方呢，在回到多伦回到那个渥太华那个地方，有一个人组织了让纽芬兰的所有的教会联合在一起来为那个复兴来祷告。
So basically, we were like the second wave going into Newfoundland.
所以我们就是相当于是第二波的去到那个纽芬兰那个地方，让那个神的荣耀降下来。
So as soon as we got there, so we arrived in Newfoundland. We got our hotel room. We didn't know if we'd get a hotel room because it was a long weekend and there was no cars left to rent on all of Newfoundland.
因为我们到那个地方之后，我着陆之后，我们也不知道能不能找到那个宾馆，因为我们去的是那个长洲墓，然后也不知道能不能租到那个车。
But we found one car, which was 315 kilometers away in Gander.
因为我们找到了唯一的一辆车，那是要有那个在 Gander 那个地方，离那个我们坐下飞机的地方有300里。
Which we eventually had to take a bus from St. John's to Gander to get that rental car.
所以我们需要呢坐那个公共汽车，坐300公里去取那个租车。
But anyway, we arrive in Newfoundland, St. John's. We end up at this hotel. There is a room, so we got a room, and we're there for 10 minutes, and we decide we need to go get a taxi driver. It's getting dark, and we have to go prophetically, go put our hands in the ocean and begin to pray and decree and release God's glory.
因为到了地方，我们已经找到一个酒店哈，然后我们就需要找一个那个出租车。然后呢，因为天已经变黑了，然后但是同时我们也为那个做一个先知性的祷告，把我们的手按在那个海洋上面，做一个先知性的祷告。
So the taxi driver picks us up and we start sharing God's love with him.
然后那个出租车司机出现之后呢，我们就开始跟他分享神的话语。
Turns out he is a Christian from Nigeria.
然后呢，这个出租车司机呢，他是从尼日利亚过来的一个基督徒。
And he says he's going to take us all around St. John's.
他说他要把我们带到在圣约翰那个地方，到处走一走。
So he became our cameraman.
然后呢，他就变成我们一个给我们替我们这拍照的人。
So we did these live Facebook videos, and he was you know filming for us.
所以他呢也就在为我们来拍那个电影一样。
And so he was taking us to these places where we could prophetically go and speak over the ocean.
他就给我们带了一些地方，一些可以我们做那个先知性祷告的那些地点。
And you know, it was just so wonderful because this guy, you know, had come to Canada as an immigrant also.
因为这个人呢，这出租车司机他来到加拿大也是一个移民。
And he was trying to make a living here in Newfoundland.
他也想着在那个纽芬兰那个地方能够谋生。
So we had a chance to actually speak destiny into his life.
所以我们也有一个机会向他的生命里面为他的命定来说话。
And he gave us 20% off all the wherever he took us off the total amount that we owed him.
所以就是他也给我们一个打一个20%的折，不管他当我们所有的那个费用，他给打了个20%的折。
But I think what really blew his mind was the fact that the Holy Spirit told us to not only pay for our fare.But to give him $100 tip.
这是还有一个奇妙的，就是我们不但是神给我们足够的我们能够付他所有的那个车的费用，而且呢，我们也给他$100的那个小费。
Because he had told us to bring extra money to give away, right?
因为神告诉我们要拿出格外的钱来给出来。
And this taxi driver, I'm telling you. He was so happy that night, and he was just blown away. The fact that we were Christians, he was a Christian, and that Christians would be so generous, you know, and so kind, and so one at one with one another.
所以那个人呢，那个出租车司机是个基督徒，我们也是基督徒。我们基督徒呢，互相都比较慷慨大方，所以我们就是看到那个神在当中的作为。
So that was Peter.And the next morning, we left St. John's to get on the bus to go to Gander to get our rental car.
所以那个这个呢是这个出租车司机的名字叫做彼得。第二天早上呢，我们起来之后，我们就去坐公共汽车，要去 Gander 那个地方去取我们租的车。
And on the bus, there was a woman sitting in front of us whose daughter, who was 2 years old, had a very rare disease.
然后在那个公共汽车上坐到我们前面的一个妇女，她的女儿有个非常稀罕的一个疾病。
And you have to understand, Newfoundlanders are hardy people.
因为你们要知道，在纽芬兰那些人呢，是一个比较硬心的人。
不是强壮的人。
Hardy, yes. 他们就是非常的健壮的人。
Because they've had to work very hard. You know, their main industry is they're fishermen.
因为他们是打鱼的人，他们需要非常的勤奋的工作。
And carpenters.
他们是末将。
And you know, there's 500,000 people all of Newfoundland. 250,000 of them live in St. John's.
因为在纽芬兰呢，一共有500,000人，250,000人呢住在那个圣约翰。
So the Holy Spirit spoke to me that we need to pray for this woman and her child.
然后呢，圣灵对我们讲话，我们需要为这个妇女，为这个，而且为她的孩子要来祷告。
And as soon as the bus landed at came to the airport where we could get our car, we were able to meet with this woman and pray with her. And you know, these people just can't believe that Christians are reaching out like this to pray for them right on the street.
然后呢，这个人呢，在我们在到达那个之前呢，我们就为他这个祷告，他们非常的惊奇，哎，那基督徒竟然能够这么做，用这种方式来为人来祷告。
So, she was a very special lady. You know, just, you could just tell she was special. You know, God's love for her was just so, so big. But then we left, we got our car, and we were able now to drive. We drove 2,300 kilometers in 3 days, releasing God's glory from one coast to the other coast.Speaking in tongues and releasing God's glory.
这个姊妹呢是一个非常特别的姊妹啊，我们看到那个神对她的爱非常的大。然后当我们给这个事情结束之后，我们就取了我们的车，取了车之后呢，在3天以内，我们开了2300公里，就是从那个纽芬兰的一个海岸到另外一边海岸，就是来释放神的恩膏，释放神的荣耀。
And when we were on the other coast of Newfoundland, the more inland coast, we were at a hotel there. We found a hotel. It's amazing how busy Newfoundland gets. It's got a lot of tourists that come in, you know. So, you know, you can't get a car unless you rent it months in advance. You can't get a hotel room either. But we happened to be able to do both because we were led by the Holy Spirit. But we were willing to sleep in the car.
然后呢，我们在那个往纽芬兰的内陆的早一点的时候，我们找到一个酒店哈，我们发现就是那个非常奇妙，就是在这个一段期间有很多的外地的人到那里去旅游，所以那个如果你要是不提前订好那个租好车，不提前那个订好旅馆呢，到那儿去是非常难的。但是我们是圣灵引导我们，所以神给我们留了一个。
So when we were on the other side, we prayed. We asked God for a hotel room with a pool. So we got one.
然后呢，当我们到那个另外一边的时候，我们祷告神，让那个圣灵神给我们要留一个那个酒店里给我们一个酒店，而且那个酒店要带一个游泳池，我们就得到一个这样一个酒店。
So we get into the pool, and there's only one other lady in the pool with her two children.
然后呢，在那个我们进到那个游泳池里面，只有一个女的带了两个孩子在那里。
Another divine appointment.
然后这又是另外一个神给我们设立的一个约会的时间。
We started telling this woman why we were in Newfoundland.
然后我们开始就给这个女的讲为什么我们会来到纽芬兰。
We said we're here to pray for people to release God's glory and to pray for marriages.
然后呢，我们要来要释放神的荣耀，然后要为那些人的婚姻来祷告。
This woman was from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
啊，就是那个这个女的呢，是从那个南非的约翰内斯堡来的。
She covers her face like this.
她用她的手盖着她的脸。
She goes, "This is amazing."
她说这个太神奇了。
That you would be in the pool here, coming to this province to pray for people.And their marriages.
然后呢，他说你们从那个别的地方来到这个游泳池这儿来为一个别人的那个婚姻来祷告。
She said two nights ago, my husband asked me for a divorce.
然后他说两个晚上以前，我的丈夫要求我跟他离婚。
And he sent me to this hotel to have a break from him for a few days.
他把我送到这个酒店里来，让我。在这里离开他，让他给他一些那个休息的时间。
So that night we met her up in her hotel room.
然后那个晚上我们在那个他酒店里，在他的房间里遇见他。
And we sat on the floor outside her hotel room because her children were there. We didn't want her children to hear.
然后呢，我们就坐在那个那个房间的外面的椅子上面，我们不想他那个孩子也听见啊。
We listened to her.
我们听他说话。
And God gave us just hope to pour into her, and we prayed with her for 2 hours. We sat on the ground with her.
所以那个我们坐在那个地上，那个跟那个姊妹有2个小时，我们听她讲话，然后呢，给她从神来一个盼望。
And now we're friends with her.
然后我们现在跟她是个朋友。
And we're believing for a restoration in their marriage.
然后我们相信神在那个她的婚姻当中会做一个恢复的工作。
So then we ended up going to another part of the island, speaking in tongues. I never spoke in tongues so much in all my life. And then, and releasing God's glory. And we came to this restaurant. My Jane, Patricia King's sister, had to use the washroom.
然后呢，我们就去到另外一个地方。然后呢，我们也那同时用那个方言祷告。我一生当中没有用那么多时间用方言祷告，因为。然后呢，他这个时候有个那个剑，这个姊妹是那个 Patricia King 的妹妹还是姐姐？他们要需要，她要需要用卫生间。
So she goes into the washroom, and on the wall there's a sign that says, "Business is slow. If you come in to use the washroom, could you purchase something?"
啊，他那个进到那个这个就是那个洗手间那个地方啊，那个、看见一个牌子写着，他这个是。这个生意不是很好，如果你来为了就是要使用这个洗手间的话，你能不能买点什么东西？
So Jane comes out and gets me and says, we've got to go back in there and pray for their business.
然后呢，她个姊妹那个用完卫生间之后会来出来找我们，说我们需要回去为她的生意来祷告。
So, oh yeah, that's great, you know, so I go in and we speak to the, there's two girls working there.And we speak to them, and we just say, you know, we would love to pray for you and for this business. You girls, you need to have every table filled. It was empty. Like, the restaurant was empty. There was no one in there. This is their living office, this. And so I went and laid hands on every table. I just spoke to every chair that it would be full. Every chair would be full by the end of the day, and those girls would get good tips.
然后呢，我们就回到那个饭店里去哈。他们那个卫生间是在那个饭店里卫生间。进去之后，发现那个里头都是空空的，没有人在那里吃饭。他们要是因为靠这个来做生意哈，来活命。然后呢，我们就按守在每一个桌子上面，然后呢，让每一个椅子都要坐满人，让这个结束的时候，这两个女孩工作的那个女孩呢，要得到很好的那个小费。
And those girls, their eyes all start to water with tears because now we're praying for their personal lives.
然后这两个孩子呢，就是服务员就开始流泪。后来我们又为他们个人的生活来祷告。
Before we left that place, which we were only there for 15 minutes, no more.
我们大概在那个地方大概15分钟的样子。
Cars started, and I said, "This place will be like a magnet for business."
然后我因为我说这个地方要做生意呢，要像一个磁铁一样。
Cars start driving in.
当我们开始离开的时候，那些车就是不断的往这里开。
Like fish coming to the shore.
就像那个鱼跑到那个岸边一样。
And it was amazing. By the time we left, there was like 8 cars.
当我们离开的时候，就已经来了8辆车。
The restaurant was almost full.
然后这个饭店基本上也快要满了。
So we were so excited. We went on Facebook Live.
我们就到那个 Facebook 的那个现场直播上面。
We're asking everyone to pray for this restaurant.
我们要求每个人来为这个酒店来祷告。
The next day we had to come back that way, and the place was full again.
Wow. 然后第二天我们要回来的时候，因为要路过那个地方，看到那个地方已经满了。
We went in to purchase some stuff.
然后我们进去呢，买了一些东西。
So it was great, and.And so the other person that we met that was so awesome was Chris, and he was another taxi driver.
然后我们在那里头遇见了另外一些比较神奇的事情，就是另外一个孩子叫做 Chris， 他也是一个出租车司机。
Full of piercings and tattoos.
他那个身上有那个胡子啊，那个叫做什么？
刺青，
对，好多。
So we asked him, you know, what his tattoos meant.
然后我们问他，你这些刺青什么意思
？To engage him in conversation, you know.
是就这样呢，我们就可以开始一个谈话嘛。
So he tells us, And then he tells us, you know, he's got Saint Christopher, he's got Saint somebody and another saint and all these people protecting him. And so we start telling him, well, Jesus, do you have Jesus?
然后呢他那个上面说他说这里头有圣克里斯托夫还有什么圣什么什么就是一些古代的一些圣人啊。但是我们告诉他耶稣真正能够保护你的是耶稣。
He goes, oh yes, I have Jesus.
然后他是啊我有耶稣啊。
But we knew he didn't.
但是我们知道他并没有真正的有耶稣。
So we said to him, yeah, I don't know, you usually don't do this, but we just said, well, repeat after us.
然后呢我们通常不那么做但是我们直接告诉他你跟着我们那我们说一个什么话你就重复一句话。
Let's just make sure you do have Jesus.
然后呢让你真的确信你有耶稣在你心里。
And he invited Jesus into his heart right there.
然后呢他就在那个地方邀请耶稣进到他心里。
Within 15 minutes.
大概是15分钟以内。
However long it took for him to take us from the hotel to the airport.
就是他帮我们从那个地方帮我们拉到那个酒店的房间那么长时间。
So then the Holy Spirit said, give him a huge tip, way more than what the fare is.
然后呢圣灵告诉我们给他一个大的那个小费就是比那个正常的要大很多的小费。
And he again could not believe it.
然后呢他又是难以相信哈。
When we got out of the car, he came and he gave us real big hugs.
然后当我们从那个车里出来的时候他给我们一个很大很大的拥抱。
Like a son hugging his mother.
就像一个孩子来抱他的妈妈一样。
It was so beautiful.
非常的美丽。
And he started laughing, and you could see the joy of the Lord bubbling out from him.
所以他就开始来在那里笑，你可以看到那个神的那个喜乐从他的心里面像冒泡一样冒出来。
So there was many, many experiences we had for the. We were in Newfoundland for 4 days.
在那个纽芬兰，我们有很多经历了很多很多。我们在那个地方有4天的时间。
Met beautiful people.
遇到一些非常美的人。
Released God's glory.
释放神的荣耀。
Decreed all along the coastal lands.
在那里为那些从那个海岸到另外一个海岸来宣告神的话。
And God blessed us.
然后神也祝福了我们。
There was one night where the hotel room that we found was that we had booked it that afternoon and there was one room left. So we went to go get that hotel room and they said it had been taken.
然后呢因为我们在有一个地方呢就是那天晚下午我们去那个订了一个房间那个地方就有一个房间然后我们去那个地方他说这个地方这个就房间还没有人拿到订。
So he said, but I have a room for you. It's called the overflow room.
然后呢我说我们有一个房间叫做一个 overflow 的 room, 就是说那个有人多的时候给他放进去的那种。
So he takes Jane and I down this hallway.
他把我和 Jane 那个姊妹带到那个从那个走廊里走过去。
Way on the other side of the hotel.
在那个从那个正常的那个房间很远的地方。
Up these really weird stairs.
然后呢就是非常往上高一些
in this creaky part of the hotel
creaky
while the floor is creaked you know?
就是那个看起来非常老就是嘎吱嘎吱的那种地方
it was just so that we had to do warfare in that room that night
我们在那个房间里需要做那个属灵征战的房间
we had to call our intercessors and ask them to pray for us
我们的那个我们需要一些代祷者来为我们代祷。
It was actually like a movie, you know, where you're going into the horror house and you're going up the stairs.
然后呢，那个就像那个我们去了一个马房里，然后呢有一些特别奇奇怪怪的东西。
But anyway, it had two beds.
那个地方有两张床。
One bed was not suitable to sleep in, so Jane had to sleep with me.
然后一张床呢没有办法。正常的睡觉所以那个见那个姊妹跟我睡一张床上
So we put the Bible on you know the audio Bible and we just prayed all night
然后呢我们就把那个有声的圣经开那个晚上就在那祷告
But we had a room right
so 但是我们得到了一个房间
So yeah so God was so good but you know I think we had to experience that becauseI think in the atmosphere in that area, it probably needed some cleaning out, some clearing out, and we were able to do that.
我们需要经历那样的一些事情，就是经历一下一些黑暗的那些一些东西，我们感觉那个神要在那里需要做一些清理的工作，把一些不好的东西需要从那个地方清理掉。
So yeah, so that was my, that was our trip. We just got back last week and it was just awesome.
我们也就是上个星期才回来，非常的奇妙。
But this morning I wanted to talk to you about identity and who you are in Christ.
然后今天早上呢，我想跟大家分享的就是你们在基督里，你们的身份是什么？你是谁？
And it's really important to know who you are.In Christ, it is so important to walk in that.
所以这个是非常重要的。你要知道你在基督里你是谁。
And it's important to love yourself.
也非常爱你自己也是非常重要的。
When you can love yourself and see yourself as God sees you, you can accomplish anything.
如果你要是看你自己像神看你一样。那你就能够成就很多的事情。
So here's some of the benefits of loving yourself.
爱你自己有一些好处。
When you love yourself, you're in agreement with God.
当你爱你自己的时候，你就是跟神一样，有一个同意神的话语。
And that produces inner harmony.
就是这样的，就在你里面提供一个和谐。
You have an inner confidence then when you love yourself so much the way God loves you and sees you that you can tackle any situation that you have in life.
所以你就像如果是像神一样的爱你一样的你爱你自己你就可以那个对付很多一些困难的事情。
And you can step into your destiny opportunities that way.
所以你就可以进到你自己的那个那个命定当中也有很多的机会出现。
And you're able to love others so much more freely.
然后呢，你也就可以自由的去爱别人。
Each individual, each of you,
我们每个人
you've been created and fashioned by God with beautiful and glorious identity.
我们每一个人是神给我们造一个有一个非常荣耀的非常奇妙的一个身份。
You have great value and purpose.
你有一个非常大的那个价值，也有一个非常大的一个目的。
Did you know your name has a definition behind it?
你知道你的名字里面都有一个意义哈。
It's funny. Years ago, I looked up the definition of my name.
几年前非常有意思。几年前我看我自己名字的那个意思。
And at that time, I looked it up on the internet. It said torchbearer.
然后呢，就是我看到我的名字呢，就是 torch bearer， 就是那个 torch。大家知要是用过电钻的哈，就用一个 torch， 要拿那个东西呢。
No。
啊？
拿火柱的。
火炬的 ，OK， 我以为是那个 torch，OK，、okay. 是那个火炬手，我的那个名字的火炬手哈、啊，对不起。
So my name was Torchbearer. Now, you know, I always knew that from the time I got the definition that I would carry God's light.
所以我从那个时候开始，我就知道我要拿着神的扛带着神的那个光。
Because my name was defining me.
因为我的名字定义我是什么样的人。
Now, this will, you know, probably speak to most of the women right here, but weeks and weeks ago, I had been conversing with the Lord and talking to him about my inner self. And I had asked him, God, I want to be a beautiful woman.
然后我现在说的呢，就是对我们这里边所有的姊妹来讲的。我就是在我里面有一个深深的那个感觉，我对神讲话，神呢，我也想做一个非常美的女人。
I want to have that fragrance.
我想要有那个香气。
That is you inside of me, coming out of my features, coming out of who I am.
我也想要有基督的香气从我们的里面，从我里面出来，这样呢就是能够来祝福别人。
And it wasn't a vain thing.
这个不是一个没有用的事情啊。
But I wanted the beauty of the Holy Spirit to be like a all that I am coming out.
我就想要圣灵，就是像我里面所有的东西出来的，就是圣灵的那些特性特征从我里面自然的出来。
So then, the Lord told me to go and look at my name again.
所以那个神告诉我再一次去看我名字的那个定义意义是什么意思。
I said, I've done this before. I already know what it means.
然后我说我已经这么做过了，我已经知道这个什么意思了。
Because no, look it up again.
然后呢，神说你不用，你再去看。
So I, you know, Google it again.
然后呢，我再一次去用了 Google 来查。
And it says torchbearer.
说是这个火炬手。
And then it says beautiful woman.
然后第二个呢是说美丽的女人。
So I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
他说你跟我开玩笑吗？我对神说
"This is too much." You know?
这是真是太多了。
Because I had never seen it before.
因为我以前没有看到这个。
And God had hidden it from me till now.
那就是神在那个时候呢，把它隐藏住，现在呢就是启示出来。
Until I asked.
直到我开始问神。
And then he revealed it to me.
他就向我启示这个事情。
I counsel about 35 women a month.
我一个星期大概给35个姊妹做那个辅导。
And when I tell them this story,
当我跟他们告诉他们这个故事的时候，
they get tears in their eyes.
他们脸上开始，他们的眼睛开始有眼泪出来。
Because as I expose myself and my desires,
当我来讲我里面自己的渴慕渴望的时候，
and how God meets them,
神怎么来满足我的这个渴慕，
they realize that they have the same desires but were afraid to ask.
然后呢，他们想到他们有同样的这个渴望，但是他们害怕去向神要。
But God so understands how a woman's heart is.
但是神非常懂那个女人的心是怎么样的。
And how she wants to be seen many times.
她想她知道那个女人怎么被希望被怎么被看到。
And God is good.
神是良善的。
And you are good.
你也是良善的，好的。
So I just wanted to share that because right now I'm writing a book.
现在我在写一本书
called The Making of a Powerful Woman.
在建造一个打造一个强壮的女人。
And believe me, the only way you can write this book is having gone through the stuff that I'm able to put in it.
就是你们要想象，就是在要把能够把这个书写出来的，就是说我要有一些经历的东西。
Years of overcoming pain and circumstances.
就是有一些多少年的一些痛苦，一些非常的经历。
And then the fruit of that comes after many years.
就是这些年之后结出来的这个果子要出来。
So your identity is what identifies you.
所以你的身份就是来怎么来定义你自己。
It's who you are in your very core.
你是谁？你的那个核心是什么？
When God created man, he created them in his image and his likeness.
当神造人的时候，是神用他的形象和他的爱好来造的。
And he spoke over his creation in Genesis 1:31, and he said, "This is very good."
然后呢，神对他所造的说，这个非常的好。
So if we were to describe man before the fall, he would be identified as God-like and very good.
所以我们要来定义这个人呢，就是在人这个堕落以前，是在神的眼里，这个人呢是非常好的，有神的形象，有神的。
And God gave Adam his name, which means man.
然后呢，神给亚当这个名字，这个亚当的名字呢，就是人的意思。
Then Adam named the woman Eve, meaning the mother of all living.
然后呢，这个亚当给夏娃取名字叫做夏娃，夏娃呢是叫做众人之母。
So your name gives you identity.
所以你的名字呢，给出了一个身份。
So if you were sitting at an airport, for instance, and you're waiting for your flight, And all of a sudden, the flight attendant calls your name, and because there's been an upgrade, you're the one that's going to go up to the desk because it's your name, not the person beside you.
然后当你在那个假设你在等那个在飞机场，然后呢一个空乘人员给你叫了你的名字的时候，你就能够出来，然后别人在你旁边那个人他就没有用。
We also see in the Bible that names were changed as people went through certain circumstances.
然后我们从那个圣经上也看到，当某些人经过一些某些经历之后，他的名字开始改变了。
Abram's name was changed to Abraham.
就是亚伯兰，后来名字呢改成亚伯拉罕。
Sarai was changed to Sarah.
撒莱名字改成叫做撒拉。
Jacob, deceiver, was changed to Israel, prince of God.
然后那个雅各就是这个欺骗者啊，改名字叫做以色列的神的王子。
And Simon, little stone, to Peter, the rock.
然后呢，西门改名字叫做彼得，彼得呢是个盘石头。
So this is your homework.
这是你的工作。
You have to look up your name.
你需要去找一找你的名字。
What does your name mean?
你的名字什么意思？
Does your name describe you?
你的名字是不是描述出你是什么样子？
If you don't like your name,
如果你不喜欢你的名字，
have you thought about changing it?
你有没有想过来改你的名字？
And what is God saying to you about your name?
然后神想要你取一个什么样的名字呢？
So it's really important, you know, to know your name. Because every time someone calls you, they're calling you by your identity.
所以这个非常是重要啊，当有人叫你的名字的时候，这个实际上就叫出了你的那个身份。
I named my daughter Faith Esther.
然后呢，我叫我的女儿呢叫做 Faith 以斯帖。
Because every time someone would call her, it would be calling Faith plus Queen Esther, who was willing to die for her people and had the favor of the king.
所以就是我那个孩子，如果有人叫她的时候，她就叫她有信心的那个女王以斯帖。因为以斯帖呢，他是依靠神那个拯救，把那个以色列的人呢拯救了。
You know, the devil's coming after our identity in this time.
所以那个撒旦呢，就是来偷我们的那个身份啊。
He tries to tell us we're worthless.
他会告诉你，你是毫无价值。
He tries to put shame on us.
他把那个撒旦呢，把那个羞耻感放在你身上。
He tells us we're not good enough.
他告诉你，你并不好。
We're constantly comparing ourselves with other people.
因为我们经常的一直把我们自己和别人来做比较。
But that's got to stop in our minds.
所以这个东西呢，比较跟人比较，这个从我们的头脑里要停止。
And it's time to be a people who know who you are, who know who we are.
要现在呢，变成一个时候呢，就是我们要知道我们是谁，你们是谁。
So our ultimate identity is found in Christ.
所以我们最基本的是来讲，我们的身份呢需要在基督里能够找到。
So Galatians 2:20 says,
那个加拉太书二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同定十字架。加拉太书二章二十。
So for everyone,
我已经与基督同定十字架。现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他爱我，为我舍己。
So for everyone who has accepted Christ as their Savior.
所以如果对于每一个人，如果他接受耶稣做他的救主的时候，
You've been restored in Christ to be God-like and to be very good.
你已经被神已经重新恢复了那个神的那个形象，神的喜好。
God said of Jesus, This is my son in whom I am well pleased.
因为神对耶稣说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And so we are in him.
因为我们是在基督里。
In him we move and live and have our being.
我们在他里面行动作为， 这就是我们的存在。
So when he sees us, he sees us, he sees Jesus, because we're in him.
所以当我们看当神看我们的时候，他看着耶稣。
And he's pleased with us.
他对我们是喜悦我们。
Jesus, God is pleased with every single one of you today.
所以那个耶稣喜悦我们这里的每一个人，今天他喜欢我们每一个人。
We need to drink in the truth. Drink it in that you are God-like and you are very good. Think of it as a glass of water.
我们需要来饮这个真理，饮那个，就现在大家想，我们手里带拿一个一杯水。
And prophetically, you could say, in this glass, you are going to drink, I am God-like and I am very good.
所以在这个水里呢，你要做一个先知性的动作。我这个水里呢，就是说神的形象，神的喜好在这里面。
And then you can take a drink.
然后呢，我就来把这个喝进去。这是神，你就是现在就是神所喜悦的。
Then it's going right into you, right? You're not going to forget that.
然后呢，就现在的这个东西，好的东西已经进到你里面去了，你不会忘记。
You can drink in the truth of that statement.
所以你需要把那个真理的这个宣告。这个喝进去
ponder it, receive it, believe it
然后那个想整日思想它然后呢相信它接受它
So, you are a three-part being, right?
所以我们每个人你们是一个三个部分的一个人
Spirit, soul, and body
然后灵魂体
The spirit is you
这个你是一个灵，灵是你。
The spirit is your life.
这个灵是你的生命。
It's the seat of your personality.
这个呢是你那个个性的那个地方。
And the spirit contains your destiny potential.
然后这个灵能够包含着你的那个命定，也包含着你的那个一切的潜能。
Before receiving Christ, your spirit was separated from God.
所以当你领受这个接受基督之前，你的灵是跟那个神隔绝的。
After receiving Christ, your spirit man was given a new nature.
然后呢，当你接受耶稣基督以后，你这个灵人就是有一个新的，一个新的灵。
A perfect nature, Christ's nature.
有一个新的那个特性，就是这个。完全的是有那个耶稣的特性在里面。
Your soul is your mind.
你的魂是你的那个头脑。
Thoughts and imagination.
你的那个思想，你的想象。
Will and emotion, feelings.
然后你的意愿，你的那个情感。
And after receiving Christ, your soul has the potential to be renewed.By submitting your mind and emotions to reading His Word and to His truth.
所以，当我们接受耶稣以后，我们的那个魂的一部分有一个潜能可以得到更新。当我们愿意顺服神的话语，让那个神到我们当中掌权的时候，我们的头脑的思想、我们的意愿、我们的情感都可以得到更新。
So your spirit becomes perfect once you receive Christ.Your soul, over a period of time, has to be renewed.
所以当你接受耶稣那一刻，你的灵是一个新造的，一个全新的，但是你的魂呢，需要一件件的得到更新。
And your body is the container for your soul and spirit.
但是你的身体是你那个灵和魂的一个容器。
Your body performs the outward works of your soul's choices.
然后呢，你的身体是要怎么呢？就是说能够做外面的事情，按照你那个魂所决定的方式来这个反应。
And just you know, just a side note, for your body, you need to make sure you drink lots of water. Okay, this is the mama part of me speaking.
对，就是从那个做妈妈的角度来讲，如果你这个孩子哈，你要让他那个你的身体要喝足够的水。
Lots of water. Carry water with you all the time. Drink it before you get out of bed.
喝很多的水，但你上睡觉之前也要保证你要喝一些水。
It causes toxins to leave your body. You will live longer, It rejuvenates cells. It brings clarity to your mind.
然后呢，这个呢，就是这个喝很多水呢，就是让那些毒素能够排出去，也要让你那个头脑能够清醒。
So your body is your container. You need to take care of it. And drinking water, it's free. So you can do it very well with that. Drink lots and lots and lots of water.
所以你的身体呢，是我们的身体是我们魂和灵的那个容器，我们需要给它管理好，所以要喝很多很多的水。
That's just a tip because you know that's on my mind too.
这是一个给大家的一个小的那个贴士哈，就突然来到我的那个头脑里。
So your true identity in Christ is based on the truth of God's word.
所以你真正的那个在基督里的你这个身份，就是在于神的话语上面。
His word is going to tell you exactly who you are.
神的话语告诉你。你真实的身份你是谁
And the Bible says in John 8:32 You will know the truth And the truth will set you free
然后呢这个在约翰福音八章说你要那个明白真理真理会让你得自由
We are free
我们是自由的
In the morning when we wake up we're free
当早上我们醒来的时候我们是自由的
We're free with our choices We're free with our decisions We are free as we come and go We are free
所以我们有自由的意志决定我们来我们去我们都是自由的
In John 16:13 it says But when he, the spirit of truth comes He will guide you into all the truth For he will not speak on his own initiative But whatever he hears he will speak And he will disclose to you what is to come
所以约翰福音16章13节只等真理的圣灵来了他要引导你明白一切的真理因为他不是凭自己说的乃是把他所听见的都说出来并要把将来的事告诉你们
Your true identity in Christ is given to you when you're born again
所以当你这个重生的时候神就给你一个新的一个身份
John 3:6 says That which is born of the flesh is flesh and that which is born of the spirit is spirit
所以约翰福音三章六节说从肉体生的就是肉体从灵生的就是灵从三章六节啊，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Like I said, the devil is out to get our identity.
所以那个我们刚才像已经说了，这个魔鬼出来了，就想来偷我们的身份。
You have people who don't know if they're men or women.
所以有一些人不知道他自己是男人，也不知道自己是不是是男人还是是女人。
We have transgender washrooms going into our buildings or workplaces.
我们现在有一些就是可以性格随便转换的那种那些
There's so,
那些那个厕所哈，不男女，你自己想是男的，你就随便。你要假设你是个女的，你随便进，男的女的不分。
There's so much confusion on people's true identity out there.
所以现在在于人的这个身份有一个非常大的混乱。
Any thought, word, or label released against you that is contrary to the truth of your God-given identity is an assault from the enemy, and he is the identity thief.
所以很多时候，有些人给你贴上一个标签，让你的成为一个不是神所说的那样的一个你的那种感觉的时候，这就是那个魔鬼撒旦来偷你的身份。
Your true identity is not what other people say. Or friends, neighbors, family, workplace, whatever anyone would say, whatever you read in the news, that is not your true identity. Your true identity is what God says, who God says you are.
所以就是你的身份呢，不是说你的邻居或者你的家人、你的朋友说你是什么样一个人。我们真正的身份是神说我们是什么就是什么。
So here are some results of identifying the identity thief. One is competition. Wherever there's competition, the identity thief is there.
所以这个身份的偷窃身份偷窃者，他在什么位置呢？如果那个地方有一个真竞在里面，那就说明那里头有一个就是偷身份的那个盗贼在里面。
When we compare ourselves, the identity thief is there.
如果当我们来跟别人来比较我们的时候， 比跟把我们自己跟别人做比较的时候，那个地方就有一个身份的偷窃者。
Because you are good enough.
因为你是已经足够好了。
Where there's jealousy.
当那个地方有一个嫉妒的时候。
The identity thief is there.
是那个身份偷窃者就在那个地方。
Where there's accusation and condemnation, the identity thief is there.
所以当那个地方有个控告，有一个。有一个控告，有一个诉辱在那个地方，有一个定罪在那个地方的时候，那个有一个身份的偷窃者。
Anyone who puts you down and tries to wound your soul, the identity thief is there.
如果有人想跟你压倒你，或者是来想伤害你，那个地方呢就有一个身份偷窃者。
So, what does God say about you?
所以神对你说什么了呢？
I have these made up for you.
我现在这里头以我这个预备好了。
They're in English.
他们是英语的。
It's good to practice your English.
非常好，可以大家练习一下你的英语。
Can I pass these to you to give to everyone? And maybe Pastor Peter will do them in Chinese.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, put them on your fridge and say them like 5 times a day.
所以就是把这个放在你自己的那个语言，然后呢，每一天呢自己读5遍，对自己，对那个说话。
So this is what the Bible says about you. This is what God
says. 这个上面就是神，圣经上说你是谁，圣经上对你说你是什么样的人，神说的话。
And this is what you can say 5 times a day. Every time you go to the fridge, every time you go to get something, you can say this.
所以这个呢，就是你每天，你比如贴在冰箱上，你去一遍，你就对它那个读一遍，对你自己来讲，你的身份是什么。
Or you could put it on the mirror in the bathroom.
或者是你把它放在你那个浴池的那个镜子上面。
I am the righteousness of God in Christ.
我是在基督里，我是已经被称义的人。
I am his beloved and cherished child.
我是他所爱的，我是他所珍贵的孩子。
I am the bride of Christ.
我是基督的那个心腹。
I am a fellow heir with Jesus.
我们是跟随耶稣的那个我是耶稣的继承人。
I am part of his glorious church.
我们是他荣耀教会的一部分。
I am the light of the world.
我们是世界的光。
I am the salt of the earth.
我是世界的盐。
I am the temple of the living God.
我是永活真神的殿。
I am more than a conqueror.
我们是那个得胜有余的人。
I am the redeemed of the Lord.
我是神所那个拯救的。
I am an overcomer.
我是一个得胜者。
I am an ambassador for Christ.
我们是基督的大使使者。
I am the blessed of the Lord.
我是基督的祝福。
I am gifted with the brilliance of His divine nature.
我有那个神的那个属性的各样的恩赐的礼物在里面。
I am a recipient of all of his promises.
我是他所有那个应许的接受者。
I am forgiven, clean, and pure.
我已经被饶恕，我是洁净的，我是纯洁的。
I am beautiful in his sight.
我在他的眼中是美的。
I am Christ's pearl of great price.
我是那个重价的珠子。基督的所买出来的重价的珠子。
I am the apple of his eye.
我是他眼中的瞳仁。
I am the object of his love and affection.
我是他爱和他情感的那个对象。
As you say these daily,
当你每一天每一天来说这些话的时候。
And really, the Christian walk is not easy. We have to work at it.
所以那个你知道在基督徒的生命不是一定是容易的，但是我们需要来做这样一些工作。
This is going to take effort and a little bit of work to do this consistently.
所以你需要花一些时间花一些精力来做这个长期的做这些宣告。
But the result is you will believe it eventually.
在结果就是你真正的相信这些话。
You know, they did a scientific experiment on the cells of our body.
所以你知道，在一些做一些那个科学的实验，在你的身体里面做一些事情。
We're made up of 80% water.
我们的人呢是80%的是水。
You know, when they stabbed Christ in the side when he was on the cross, water poured out.
所以当那个是士兵啊，兵丁拿那个枪钉那个耶稣的肋旁的时候，从那个肋旁出来水。
You can speak to the cells in your body.
所以你需要对你自己的身体说话。
The Bible says we can speak life or we can speak death.
因为圣经上说，你可以说生命，也可以说这个死亡。
So when you speak to your cells,
所以当你对你自己说的时候，
you can tell them you love them.
你可以告诉他你爱他。
An experiment was done where they were speaking to cells in a human body, and the water in those cells, if you said, I love you, you're beautiful, you're wonderful, they would just, oh, they loved it, you know? If the water would take on beautiful shapes and a formation, and it would grow and multiply, it would expand and increase.
所以当我们对我们身体的细胞对里面的水说话的时候，我爱你，你是受祝福的，你看起来那么美，就是对你的身体，你的身体每个部分怎么好，然后呢，那些里面呢就形成一个非常好的结晶，非常好的那个循环，非常好的形状，会那个扩张，会那个增多。
Then if you spoke to the cells and you said you're stupid, you're no good, you're uglyThe cells actually shrunk up and started to, not, that wasn't so pretty.
所以就是如果你对你的细胞说，哎呀，你太丑了，你这个不好看，你这样不怎么样不好，这个结果呢，这个细胞啊就会在里面萎缩，会那个收缩，没有生命力。
So as you speak over yourself,Over your cells, you tell yourself, because we need our bodies, right? We need our bodies to carry us all through life. We need to speak to our bodies and tell our bodies, you are wonderful, you are lovable, you are loved, I am going to take care of you for the rest of your days. As your strength is, so will you be. And you need to speak to your bodies. It's a powerful tool God has given to us.
所以你要对你的自己的身体的那个细胞来说话，来祝福它，你是很可爱的，很好的，我要来很好的来照顾你，来宝贝你，这样呢，你的身，因为我们的身体是承载我们生命的一个器皿啊，你把这个身体搞好了之后，你的灵也跟着一起兴盛。
You need to speak to your organs.
然后你也可以对你的器官说话。
Your circulatory system.
然后对你的那个循环系统说话。
Your bones.
对你的骨头说话。
You've got sore bones, arthritis, you need to speak to your bones.
如果你有那个骨头疼或者是有那个关节炎，你需要对你的骨头说话。
Tell your bones you love them.
告诉你的骨头，我爱你骨头。我的骨头我爱你。
Ask your body to forgive you for anything bad you've said about it.
所以求你的那个身体来饶恕你，因为你对你的身体如果说了一些不好听的话，
You might start to feel better.
然后你可能会开始就觉得好一些。
Because your body responds to the frequency of the words that you're speaking.
因为我们的身体会对我们的所说出话来那个频率做出反应。
Right, that's why it's important to say this 5 times a day, to work at it, because you're going to see results.
所以这个呢就是非常好，你每一天至少说5次。这个话一会儿带我回去之后给大家翻一下成中文哈，说5次，这样呢你这个心思意念就会翻转过来。
Plus it's God's word.
然后呢加上神的话语。
Full of life.
神的话充满了这个生命。
Fresh manna.
然后呢是一个新鲜的玛拿。
So it can only do good. I have to do it, believe me, I have to do it, and sometimes I have to force it out of my mouth.
因为神的话呢是真的是好的。所以我需要来强迫我自己这么做。
Sometimes I just don't want to do it.
有的时候我确实不想做，但是我要逼着自己做出来。
But you know, the devil would try to stop us from doing anything that's really good for us.
因为神会，那个魔鬼撒旦会来 拦着我们做一些神要我们做的事情。
So I just pass that on to you because it's just an awesome tool.
这个是一个非常好的一个工具哈，我就给大家留。
So in our identity, it's good to have a teachable spirit.
所以在我们的这个身份里面，我们需要有一个受教的灵，受教的一个身份。
And in our lives, we're always going to come up with opposition.
所以，opposition 就是在我们的生命当中，我们会总是有一些反对的东西，一些相反的东西。
There's always going to be someone who will oppose you or how you think.
所以就是总会有一些人会说你，反着你来。
But opposition is going to help you grow.
这些反对呢会帮助你成长。
And as opposition teaches you, it teaches you about blind spots that you have in your life.
所以这些反对的东西呢会教导你，告诉你你在我们的生命当中我们会有一些盲点。
And it will help you change and mature.
所以这些东西呢，这些反对的东西呢会来帮助你来改变，帮助你来成长。
When we have the power in us to have a teachable heart,
所以当我们有了一个受教的心，这里它有个非常大的能力，力量。
We can accept positive correction that will not hinder us anymore with obstacles in our lives.
所以这当我们有个受教的心的时候呢，我们就会能够接受一些东西，能够不会拦阻我们成长的东西。
In our identity that we have, we can learn to discern what people are saying, whether it's right or wrong.
所以在我们的里面呢，我们的身份里面呢，我们要有一个分辨的能力，知道别人说的哪些是对的，哪些是错误的。
We don't always have to be people who God gives us. When you hear something, you yourself need to weigh it. Not what someone else says, not what I say, not what Pastor Peter says, but what is God saying to you? You know, you need to know yourselves. So your identity will grab all of that. You will know that you know that God is speaking to you.And it's good to hear other people, but we need to hear God for ourselves. That brings us into the fullness also of our identity.
所以当那个某些人说完话之后，我们不能够马上接受，我们需要一个称量称量，掂量掂量，哪些是属于神的，属于神的，我们需要接受，哪些不是从神来的，我们需要把它拿走，不是说全盘接受或者全盘否认，需要一个为称量称量。
So your true identity is found in His light.
所以我们那个真正的，我们真正的这个身份呢，是在基督里面。
And Jesus calls you the light of the world and invites you to shine your light.
所以我们真正的那个身份呢，是在基督的这个光里面。所以耶稣让我们是成为这个世界的光。
Focus on light and not darkness, because whatever we focus on, we empower.
所以要聚集在那个光上面，不要放在这个黑暗上面。我们聚集在什么事情上面，就会受到那个东西的影响。
Your imagination can create realms of light around you.
所以当我们里面的那个想象啊，会建立一个光的那个东西围绕着你。
And as you do that, you extinguish the darkness.
然后呢，当我们那个里面的那个光出来以后，这样呢就把那个黑暗就去掉了。
When we were in that hotel room, that weird hotel room in Newfoundland.
当我们在那个纽芬兰，在那个酒店的房间里的时候
，I knew we were bringing the light.
我们知道我们会把神的光带过去。
Even though we discerned the atmosphere.
是尽管我们分辨出来那个地方的气氛不对。
I was not afraid because I could vent light. you know, light, different light, like a ripple effect. I could vent light further out from me.
所以因为尽管是这样的情况，我并不害怕，因为我知道从我的身上会发出这个光来。
And so I was able to go to sleep like Jesus in the boat with the storm all around him.
所以我在那里睡得非常很容易，也睡得好，因为就像那个耶稣，虽然有这个风暴来临，耶稣还仍然在那里安然入睡。
Job 22:28 says, "Send forth the word, and his light will shine on all your ways."
那个约伯书22:28，跟大家读一下约伯记。
So just to wrap all of this up. 22:28，
他说：“你定义做何事，必然给你成就；亮光也必照耀你的路。”
So just to wrap all of this up.
所以就是我们要做一个简单的总结。
You all have great value.
你们所有的人都有个非常大的价值。
You are unique and cannot be replaced.
你是独特的。不，没有人能够来替代你。
There's only one of you ever created.
因为在这世界上只有一个人造成你这个样子。
Of all the billion of people in the world, your set of fingerprints are, there's only one.
所以在这个世界上有那个几十亿的人口，你的那个指纹一按下去，只有这一个人是这样的。
If you understand your value, you will treat yourself well.
如果你知道你的价值，你就会来对待你自己，好好的对待你自己。
And if you understand the value of others, you will treat them well also.
如果你要是认识了别人的价值，你也会好好的对待另外其他的人。
You become what you value.
所以你变成一个你所就是怎么看重他，你就怎么来对待他。
And I'm just going to end with.We want to take just a minute here to wait on the Holy Spirit.
所以我们想花一点点时间在这里来等圣灵。
Ask him what he thinks of you.
然后呢，问他，他怎么来想你。
As you wait on him,
当你在等候圣灵的时候，
allow him to speak beautiful things into you.
让他，允许他来对你说一些非常美的事情。
He might speak with words or images.
他有可能会向你说一个话，或者给你一个图像。
He might quicken a scripture to you.
或者他可能突然那个给你一个经文。
And if you can, just remember that and write it down.
如果你能够做到，你就记下来或者写下来。
So let's just take a minute right now.
让我们能够安静下来。
And let's just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I ask you to engage with us right now.
圣灵，我们邀请你来到这里。
I ask you to engage with each person's thoughts.
我们要你来跟每一个人有一个接触。
I ask you to affirm in them who they are to you.
我想你来跟他们确定他们是谁。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
So let's just take a minute and listen.
我们来听一听圣灵对我们说什么。